Every breath you take, every move you make, you are always mine, my darling. Written by Mihir Suri, read by Raven. Summary: Aram and Varys were always meant to be his alone, even if the rest of the world had never seemed to understand it. Please note, this fic has warnings for references to abusive relationship dynamics, stalking, slavery, and abuse. Please listen responsibly. Ozorn thought he had always known that Aram and Varys were meant for him and him alone. He hated that others felt they had the right to them. They never had. He knew that when he became the Emperor, he would take them behind palace walls, keep them by his side, always. Show them off. He wanted the world to envy him. But they would never dance with anyone but him. Black hair and gold strewn across his chest in their great bed, Aram, his eyes alive with delighted curiosity, Varys laughing, both of them gentle, Aram unexpectedly kind. It had scared Ozorn how much Aram was caught up in misguided kindness. He and Varys were too sweet for the world. He still believed that. Their children would have been beautiful, not heirs, nothing like, just treasures. He could see Varys glowing, Aram holding their youngest child in his arms while the others played around them, and it would all be for him, only for him. Even now, if Aram, who had left Aram behind, even now, if the man who called himself Numair had come to him, had said a word when he was caught, Ozorn would have taken him into his arms, would have locked him away, would have made sure his chains were secure this time, for his own good. Ozorn had never had the chance. He still dreams of it, even to the moment he is killed by a wild mage who he will see as having taken everything from him, even as he had held both of his loves hard enough to bruise. The end. Thanks for listening.